Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, it's a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Fuel prices continued to climb as the week went on, and both red and white diesel are both sitting at least 25 pence a litre higher than this time last year. Cereals took a lift, with wheat bouncing back from the onset of the Libyan crisis to be well over the £200 mark on the spot market. And feed barley was quoted at £178 a tonne as we closed the week. Cattle prices finished on a strong note, as did old season lambs, but pigs stayed down in the doldrums, with the remains of cheap imports keeping the market flat for them. So once again, it's a mixed bag for our farmers. But one farmer we've not heard from in a while is our own adopted man up at Fern Farm. That's John Scott. He's had his head down and busy in the lambing shed, and we caught up with him taking a quick break from it all over the weekend.
Been going quite well, Richard. We've done about just under 300 ewes in the last fortnight or so. There's 10 or 15 left. They've all been synchronised. That's why there's such a close period. The weather's really helped. Means we can get them outside onto forage, stubble turnips very quickly, which gets the milk on the ewes. And can't complain. The guys have all worked hard and it's been good.
I understand you've got a bit of extra help there at the moment.
Yeah, we've actually got three Kiwis working with us just now. Two of them are playing rugby. We lose two of them next week. They're away south to another lambing job. But no, they've been great. They're staying in the house. They're really good with the kids and good fun to have around.
Is it part of the job description they have to play rugby when they come to work for you, John?
It certainly helps. if they're antipathy, and it's the first thing I ask about, really. Second one's normally, what position?
Third, can you lamb sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, for the benefit of our non-farming listeners, two lambs per ewe is ideal, isn't it? What happens when we get away from that?
When we have one, we try and take a lamb from a ewe that's had three to make two. So it's fairly simple maths. There are two sides to a ewe's udder, and you want one lamb on each one when they leave the shed. So that's the aim, and we try and do that as much as possible. We do end up with a surplus of lambs. It's inevitable. Some ewes maybe haven't got enough milk for two, so we have them as pet lambs. We sell them to neighbours and other people with sheep. At the moment, we've got more than we'd like, so anybody listening would like one, just give me a shout.
So there we go. The onset of spring means it's a busy time once again down on the farm. But that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.